The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's something completely non-sexual that is a turn-on for you? Like earlier when Tommy said he really goes crazy for under-eye bags. Maitland pointed out that she... How did you describe it?
Half-dead-looking dudes.
Line cook energy?
Yes.
No offense to line cooks, but you work hard, and your hours are difficult.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean it's so complimentary to line cooks.
Yeah.
You're hot.
Yeah. It just isn't the typical aesthetic. Like, maybe it is, because both of you were like, oh, I love tired-looking dudes.
Oh, yeah, linemen, but sad boy bartenders? Good Lord.
Like emo?
There's so many different versions of sad, like tired sad, emo sad. Like
how sad does it have to be? Like welling up with tears when they're like, you want a Coors Light? Like, okay. Grandma just died? Is that sexy?
Like dark sad.
That's what
I
thought.
Like brooding.
Red flag sad.
Moody.
Yeah.
Not okay. This is temporary sad.
All right.
This is something.
I'll probably be temporary, let's be honest. Yeah. But yeah, no, they are. Every season is sad.
1-800-947-3979. As soon as I saw this one pop up, I couldn't wait to hear it. Travis joins us in New York. Hi, Travis. What is your non-sexual...
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Good, bud. What is your non-sexual turn-on?
When I watch my girlfriend just eviscerating a rotisserie chicken.
Like, okay, all right. Just going... you mean like carving it and eating it? Like all of it?
Or do you just... pull one
carving it? No. I mean like hands deep, just like ripping the flesh off the bone. I'm like, no, oh, it's gonna be a good night.
Okay, all right.
what was it like the first, do you remember the first time you saw that and went, wow, that's hot? Was there a moment where you went, why is that hot? Who cares?
It was years and years ago with my ex-wife, and I saw her like, she got frustrated trying to carve the turkey, so she was like, screw this, and just like dug in, like started ripping things off.
Yeah.
And it was just like passion in it, and primal like caveman side of me was like, boonga boonga, ooh, yes.
Perfect. That's a great example. Thank you, Travis.
Okay, all right.
You're good.
Yes. Wow.
Okay.
I wanted to ask Travis if he was into like those mukbang videos.
Oh,
where people
wonder.
Just eat and eat and eat.
Maybe if his significant other was doing it, I don't think it would be just anyone. It
sounds less about the eating, though, and more of just the carnivore type of
the aggression.
Yeah. The aggression. Yeah.
That is, though, anytime I make a chicken pot pie, I just get a rotisserie chicken and kind of tear it apart. And the whole time I'm like, ugh, I am violating this chicken.
Do you say unga boonga boonga?
But I'm going to start and I'm going to embrace it and think that I am so hot for tearing apart a chicken. Thank you.
Okay, Steve, what's it called when people disconnect one of the spark plugs? Tuners?
Misfire? Oh.
No, what is it called? Crankers.
Crankers.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is one, but the rumble and vibration of a cammed up big block Chevy shaking the whole car. Boom.
Yeah. That gets a lot of people. Yeah, I think that's why so many people are drawn to that. The rumble and the noise.
The rough idle.
This one from Buffalo. I am so turned on by a girl's raspy voice when she wakes up from sleeping just 2 hours at a music festival.
That's really specific.
That's Kelly every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
That person must really have it for you.
Yeah, I'm a different kind of tire, but I like it.
This text, Mila Kunis is sad hot. Is she?
I think she's hot hot.
Yeah. She's hot hot, but right? She doesn't have a... Yeah, I don't think she doesn't have like a jovial face.
No
though.
One's going to say...
She does have kind of like a...
Again, that's like before when...
More of a serious face.
When somebody said, you know, everybody looks better with less makeup. And I'm like, no, hot people look better with less makeup. No one's going to say Susan Boyle is sad hot. No offense, Susan Boyle. But it's just not going to happen. Yes. Doesn't matter how sad or happy she is.
Oh, no, she's just sad.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be mean to her. That's just a fact. Let's see. What else? 1-800-947-3979. Teresa in New Hampshire. Hi, Teresa. What is it for you, the non-sexual thing that's a turn on?
I love it. I love your show, guys, by the way.
Thank you.
But I love it when a guy winks at me. I know it's like very 70-ish, but I love it.
I love a wink.
Is it ever creepy?
Well, I guess it depends on how old the guy is, but yeah. Pretending.
Yeah, right. They do it.
Is it so it's hot if someone you already like does it?
Or just a nice looking guy just looking at you sideways and just winking at you.
Giving you that wink. Kelly, that does it for you too?
Oh, I love a wink.
Teresa,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that goes both ways. A girl winks at me. Mm-hmm. Just like a even if it's not like, I don't know, there's just a certain playfulness about it, like where somebody makes a joke or whatever and they might glance at you and like give a quick wink. You're in on something together in that one brief moment.
Some ladies don't know how to wink though, because it just wasn't part of their growing up. So then I've seen where a lady tries and she blinks with both eyes and I'm like, well, that was actually really cute, but you don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only way I know how to wink is like very exaggerated and cartoonish. You go like, ah.
Oh, like,
one of those.
Yeah.
Where your mouth's open and you're like, mm-hmm.
Like Jessica Rabbit would.
Yeah. Or just more like Roger. But yeah.
Yeah, more like Roger Rabbit. Yeah.
This one. It is a huge turn on for me watching my soft spoken at home wife, but a CFO at her job interact with subordinates and how they treat her with respect and they quiet when she walks into the room. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get both sides of it. This text, I grew up listening to the show and Kelly's tired voice is attractive. And then they sent a mad emoji. I don't know what that means.
Well, I think people are generally mad when they find themselves attracted to me. It's just a theme. Damn it. I just want to hate her so much.
Oh, now that poor sad bartender has another problem.
I really like when somebody's got a hot cup of like coffee specifically in the mornings and you're sitting next to them and they're slow sipping it. You just look over and catch them taking a sip. Well,
you're welcome.
I'd like to bed you, please. Well,
jeez, Kelly.
Do you like white Detroit Lions sweatshirts too? Do you have any more specifics? Or?
Glasses and little puffy eyes.
Styes in their eyes.
Too much eye goo.
That'll relatable. Make both of you if you play your cards.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, look at that.
This one, I am. He says, women's armpits are my chickpeas. Because Maitland had said that that's an item that, for some reason, the glisten gets you or something.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right? I don't want to put words in your mouth on that.
It happened one time, okay. But.
I also think it's really sexy when you look over and see a group of friends, men, women, I don't care, laughing together. Like, especially when guys tickle each other. Like, not physically tickle them. Do not tickle your friends. That is weird. Don't do that.
Yeah.
But when you say something that's a verbal tickle, that is adorable.
I don't want to do this, but imagine if there was a bet where me and Steve and Hot Wings had to go to a Buffalo Wild Wings and tickle each other until a gal came to the table.
You guys have to chase each other around the airport tickling. Tickle tag. Come on.
Coochie-coochie-coo. If that happened with guys, I would be so weirdly creeped out about it. And I don't care what other people do with their lives as far as stuff like that goes. But I would just be like, that is so weird to do publicly. All right, let's see. Ashley in New Jersey. Ashley, what's something non-sexual that's a turn on for you?
Okay, this is so weird, but I know it's so relatable to females. When you're sitting in the passenger seat and your guy is driving and he reaches over to back up the car. I don't know what it is about that.
Like when he does the turn, arm on the seat and looks back?
Yes, with the one arm and he's like looking over and
You ever karate chop it just to humble him real quick?
Yeah. It's a vulnerable spot.
Cause the car to swerve off the road.
I'm way too attracted to you right now. Karate chop.
Ashley, is it still sexy if you have a backup camera and they're looking intently at a screen following yellow? No, it's not, is it?
No. No. That's stupid.
Yeah. The bummer is a lot of the cars now, it's harder to do that turnaround. Like, you kind of need the backup camera because a lot of them are harder to see out than they used to be. Like, my son Grayson has his old ass car, and you realize how much more glass there used to be. So backing that up, you put your arm on the seat, man, you can see everything when you're turned around. You go, this is so awesome. I kind of miss it. I know she's talking about. I turned myself on when I had to turn around.
You know, when Hot Wings bends his core, he gets a flinger. Yeah,
I do, a little bit.
Bryce in Vermont. Hi, Bryce.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Good. What is your non-sexual thing that's a giant turn-on for you?
Well, I sing in a band. I've been 26 years. I sang in a rock and roll band, and now I started a new band. It's a country band. But,
okay.
All right, say band again.
When my wife comes up on the stage and plays cowbell, it's just like,
okay, all right.
That's a good one. Yeah. I can see that, though. Like, she's doing something you love. She's keeping the beat. Yeah. Reminds you of Christopher Walken.
I get it. Thank you, Bryce. I like it.
I can see that,
though.
Might
be the least sexy instrument ever.
Gung, 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 gung.
He should mount it on the top of their bed frame so that, like, if they really get busy, like, every thump has a clap. Yes. Clapping cheeks and ringing bells. You're welcome.
Going cowgirl and cowbell at the same time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing.
Just be careful you don't start to imagine that it's just some milk cow going through the pasture.
Oh, God.
That's not hot. No. Or maybe it is. I don't know how you live.
I think that's actually illegal in some places. I don't think you're supposed to live like that.
No, I think you're right.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Bayard Winthrop, founder of American Giant. We make all our clothing right here in the U.S. with American cotton and American workers. Get 20% off your first order when you use code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com.